Blind Cool Tech, March 10, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, the show where life,
hey y'all,
technology,
hello,
and blindness,
hello, is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Skutkan.
Hey y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I'm going to have a no technology talk today. What I really want to talk about in broad terms is long-term relationships. And in particular, my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary next month. And long-term relationships are, wow, what a topic. How are we going to cover that in 40 minutes? I guess the only way I can really address it somewhat adequately is from my observations of my mom and dad's marriage, from the perspective of a child, of course. Even though I'm a 48-year-old child now, I'm still my mama's baby. Well, I'm the oldest one of her babies. Good boy, little buddy. First of all, I just want to say thank you, Mom and Dad. I mean, what a great environment you provided for me and Julie and Karen to grow up in. Dad was the perfect dad, and Mom was the perfect mom. And as far as I can tell, they were perfect partners, or still are perfect partners for each other. And the way you can tell you have a perfect partner, I think, is that you have someone that, well, is your best friend. Someone you're totally comfortable with. And my mom and dad are exactly that way. I probably just want to recall some childhood memories of some things that might exemplify what helps make a marriage so lasting. And you know, we all know the things that make any friendship lasting. Honesty has got to be right up there at the top of the list. Consideration for the other person and a willing to make a few compromises. You know, anytime two people are together, they're not going to see eye to eye, so to speak, on every topic. I think I can only characterize my mom and dad in terms of, well, of my perspective again. I can remember, let's see, maybe we should wait right here. Good boy. That's my buddy. Good doggy. My dad was always there for us. Well, my mom too. I know a lot of families now grow up in a situation where one or both parents work, and we were fortunate, I guess. It really was an earlier generation where the spouse of the family didn't have to work to make ends meet. I mean, things were tight for us when us kids were young, but I don't think we ever went without, kind of to use a cliche. Dad worked extra jobs. And I know I didn't help any with the financial situation with the eye problems that I had when I was young. And fortunately, I'm sure the Air Force helped out a tremendous amount in that respect. But Dad was always there for us. I can't count the number of times that Dad would build a toy for us, I remember one time he built a whole Matchbox City for me out of a piece of plywood and he cut up blocks of wood and made houses and painted it all and had streets. It was amazing. I was really into Matchbox cars back then. And, I think one of the reasons he probably did it was I had some eye surgery and I don't even remember what it was for now. It must have been on my left eye, though. But I guess I wasn't opening my eye enough or using it enough or something, but I don't know if that's why Dad did that or not, but if it was, he accomplished the goal. I was very interested. Boy, this morning I was walking to work, and we had some storms here last night, and I came to this light, and it was saying, button fault, over and over again, so I'm assuming this light was out this morning. Seems to be working again now. And I don't know what kind of debris was in the sidewalk, but Jake took me out into the street a couple of times, so that was kind of neat. Man, it is beautiful right now, too. I bet it's 70 degrees. Sun shining, little breeze. Gorgeous. We're in Louisville, Kentucky, by the way. So yeah, if the purpose of Dad building that Matchbox Car City was for me to get up and around and start using my eyes, it worked. It totally worked. I was fascinated. I was into it. There it said it again. Button fault, that's what it's saying. Huh. So this little Matchbox City had a road that circled the perimeter of it, a nice two-lane road, houses with carports under them, and the lawns were painted green, and a hospital and a fire station. It was a city. And man, was I impressed. But that's just one of the things Dad built for us. He built me a garage when I was younger than that, to kind of a garage / toy box thing, where it had sliding doors on the side of it to drive your little cars in, and then top opened up. That was back when we lived in Germany, so I probably wasn't even 6 years old at the time. Dad came from a farming family. His father came to the United States in, I believe in the, either the early 20s or the teens of 1900. And he was very young when he came. I want to say 14, but that might not be right. Might have been 16. Anyway, he came over from Czechoslovakia, landed in Galveston, and went to work. Ended up walking to Nebraska, where they settled. And my dad's brother did an interview with, well, we called him Dieti, which is grandpa, I believe, in Czech.
Šmijalo tri sinu, tak ja vidim na slobodi, teda, to je što povijam. Že si mal djelat co htjel, aspoň trochu. To bol djereček z Kutchanu, teda, co o tom povídáš?
Co ja o tom povídám, ja. On taky ty strejce vyplatil z vojny. To bylo tenkrát 14 let, museli sloužit na vojně.
So, Dad was one of, I believe, six children in a farm community. So they pretty much, well, he was born right in the middle of the Depression, 1932. So they pretty much were self-sufficient. They either raised or grew everything they needed to eat, and then they traded for other things. My mom was born in Louisiana. She's a Cajun girl, and her dad died when she was real young. In fact, he died from emphysema, and I think he was only 39 years old or so. I don't remember how old Mom was. I want to say around 10. She was pretty young. Her dad, however, wasn't as, at least I don't think, as caring a dad as mine is, because he was gone a lot. He was a big gambler, a big drinker. And the stories I've heard is he pretty much gambled away everything they had. So my mom and her brother and sister were in really tight circumstances. I know Mom always, well, not always, but talks about going to her uncle's farm and picking cotton during the summers. And if you've ever been in South Louisiana in the summer, even without picking cotton, you know it is hot. It's hot and nasty. The humidity there is just unbelievable. So, Dad joined the Air Force when he was... It is gorgeous! When he was fairly young and was stationed in Alexandria, Louisiana, when he met my mom. And they were married back in 1956, and I came along in 57. We did a lot of things together as a family. took a lot of road trips, and road trips today, or back then, aren't nearly as comfortable as they were back in the early 60s. I remember when we moved from Maine to New Mexico, in fact, we drove there, and it was in the summertime, and we had a black station wagon. It was a Rambler, I believe. And Ramblers weren't really noted for their extreme reliability, I guess. That was the case with this one. We had a couple of breakdowns. Dad's an excellent mechanic, so he was able to fix things. He was getting parts that sometimes were the problem. And one thing, too, that made that particular trip memorable, even for a young kid, is that once we got down into the desert, our car started overheating. So we had to turn on the heater. And oh my goodness, you can't imagine. Well, you can. People starting to snap at each other. That have been in a car for several days, and it's so hot outside, and it's even hotter in the car. But Dad was always calm, and I don't think I've ever met a more reasonable man. I mean, my dad and I have had our differences, but we've always been able to work them out. And not only a reasonable man, I've not met someone really more interesting to talk to. I can sit and talk with my dad for days. He's always got good stories. Just a very intelligent man and a very reasonable man. And Mom, too. I wouldn't characterize Mom's... I wouldn't say Mom's main characteristic is reasonableness. She is, of course, a reasonable person, though. I think the thing I think of the most when I think about Mom is her real love of life. She loves to try new things. She always has, ever since I can remember. And she continues to. I mean, she jumped into the whole computer thing with open arms, embraced it. I think she's done just about every kind of hobby and taken all kinds of classes. And I think it's neat how she loves to look into new things, and sometimes she'll really take off with it, like the quilting. She's an excellent quilt maker, and she uses some software called Electric Quilt on her PC to help design these things. But it's not just the PC or just quilting. It's all my life I can remember Mom taking night classes and I don't even remember now, but I remember Dad and the girls and I going to pick her up at night. And like I say, that's the thing I can characterize my mom with, is trying new things and being excited with life. I guess one other characteristic I'd have to label Dad with is hard worker, ethical and hard worker. He will just get out there and do it, whether it's mental work or physical work. No, none of this putting it off stuff, like I have a tendency to do. So, I really do just want to say thanks, Mom and Dad. I mean, you couldn't have given us kids a better environment in which to grow up, to be good citizens, ethical people, good Christians. I can't thank you enough. I really tried to model my parenting on how Mom and Dad did, and I think I did a okay job with my kids. Not as good as they did, but they sure gave me a great model to try to emulate. Let's see, we got the light here? Nope. We're at Ewing Avenue right now. Oh man, that sun feels so good. So one of the things we've got a big bash planned for them here in April, and really looking forward to going down there. I wish we could spend a few more days than we have. By the way, some of you that have been on Blind Cool Tech for a little while have met my dad. If you'll go back to the Watermelon Festival sound scene tour, this had to be in August of 05, probably, maybe July. And then the Bill Clinton Presidential Library sound scene tour. That was Dad. That was with me on both those. I think we did one called Farm Sounds too. He showed us his chicken house. Dad retired from the Air Force and then retired from the highway department and then retired from the chicken business. So the road trips we took, though, when I was a kid were always memorable. We drove a lot of places. Dad, when we lived in Albuquerque, Dad had an appliance repair business going. And he built a shop in the backyard. And he'd buy old washers and dryers or lawnmowers or cars even, and fix them and sell them. Hey. And this is while he was still in the Air Force. So he was, gosh, I want to say he was probably 35 or so at the time. I'm not sure about that. But I remember spending a lot of evenings with Dad out there in his shop. And working on washers or dryers. And just him and I talking. He built a lot of carpentry work and things too. I think one of the most impressive things I saw Dad do was to take a Volkswagen bus that was basically just a shell. I mean, the inside, you know, it had a front seat and a seat behind it. Hello. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Great. And actually turned it into a camper with a sink and a stove and a place to sleep five. It was pretty neat. In fact, you would open the back and the stove, but it was just a Coleman stove built in, so that you would swing it out and you'd be standing outside underneath the back tailgate, so to speak. And, do your cooking there. The whole back was a bed, and then it was I remember my spot was in the front where the front seat, actually the back of it folded up or came unfolded from the bottom up, and I slept up there, and I think Julie or Karen slept below me. I don't remember where the other sister, Julie or Karen, slept. They might have both been on that front seat. But the thing had water in it and didn't have a toilet. We used to try to stop at camping grounds instead of hotels. And I don't know if these places still exist anymore. I'm sure they do. And there were like public showers, things like that. And this was before you really had to worry about any predators or too much of anything in these kind of places. Good boy, little buddy. Whoa. That's it. Good boy. So, we took a lot of trips in that Volkswagen. Later on, Dad bought a camping trailer. Good boy. Let's go inside. That's it. Good job. Great, how you doing?
Not bad. What you need?
Hey, I'm looking for one of the little things that you pull up on to make the shower water start going up to the top.
Where the faucet is, you pull the top of one faucet up.
Yeah, this particular one is actually in the spout that comes out. It's just right in the middle of the spout, and you just pull it up. Do y'all have anything like that?
Well, yeah, the spout.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
Couple different types.
Oh, is there?
Have you taken yours off?
No, but I could.
Probably gonna be the best.
Is it?
Yeah.
What different types they have?
Well, there's different threads in the back. There's different depths.
Okay.
Until you screw it off and see what pipe it takes.
All right, I'll just run back in here tomorrow with it then.
Okay. Yeah, if you bring it in, that'll be even easier.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
Good doggy, little buddy. Good boy. Right. Nervous walking in this morning. We had some pretty good winds last night, and as I was coming in there were sirens everywhere and a lot of debris on the sidewalks. I'm always a little worried especially when you leave early that there might be some down lines that nobody's noticed yet, but we were okay. Anyway, I don't remember ever seeing Mom and Dad fight. And I don't mean physical fights, of course, but I've seen them squabble, but to really get mad at each other, never seen it. And I'd be interested. I know my wife and I have gotten, or when I was married, had gotten pretty mad at each other a few times. I just wonder if the kids remember that or not. Part of the good boy. There's the coffee shop. Doggy little buddy. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Excuse me.
That's okay.
But let's go straight. I clipped that guy's arm as I walked by him there. One thing I'm sure that helps with any marriage is, you know, my mom and dad, neither one of them ever really abused any alcohol or any drugs or anything like that, like you see a lot of younger parents doing these days. I'm sure it was almost as bad back then too, but not in our family. When I was a teenager, Dad and I didn't always see eye to eye on everything, but you know what? We got along great. We respected each other. I can think of few people, in fact, that I respect more than my mom and dad. So, again, thanks, Mom. Thanks, Pa. So, you did a fantastic job raising us three kids, and apparently you've done a fantastic job with getting along with each other and staying happily married for 50 years. Can you believe that? 50 years. My marriage lasted for 25 years, which is unusual, I guess, to divorce after that amount of time. I'm not really going to go into what happened with my marriage because it's not really relevant, and it's not something I really want to discuss. I mean, one of the things you, dear listener, may have noticed about me is that if I don't have something positive to say about someone, I won't. And it's not to say I don't have anything positive to say about Donna, my ex-wife, because I do. I have a million positive things to say about her. Anyway, maybe I will give you a little technology info. I think Monday I'm going to cover this much more thoroughly when we actually release this, but this week we uploaded a release candidate for version 2.2. of the Bookport firmware. And this one's been a long time in the coming. So I believe we released 2.1 back in June. So when I first started thinking we were finally going gold with this release, I thought, wow, we've spent a long time and not much gain. But as I went back and looked through the notes and the features, this is a pretty significant upgrade. I'm not going to go through each feature and explain how to use it, but right now, I'll do that on next week once the code's actually released. But some of the major enhancements are the removal of the barrier of 2 gigabyte flashcard sizes, so we now can go to 4 gigabytes, and quite frankly it'll be much easier for us to go up from there. We did a lot of internal restructuring to support larger sizes. We also removed the 256 megabyte file size limitation that was on audio files. So that usually wasn't a problem, but if you had a particularly large digital talking book, it could make it interesting to, let's see if this would be something worth recording. Fixed a couple of small little gotchas with to do with that have to do with digital talking books. So in earlier versions of the software, you could either jump from level one heading to level one heading in a DTB, or you could jump to any other level. This new version will let you go from 1 through 4 discreetly, and then any level is the last one. So it'll do 5 and 6 and 1 through 4. So that's kind of nice. Also on the digital talking book area, we added support for digital talking books. Digital talking books that may have multiple pages on a single page marker. So in earlier versions of the firmware, that could screw up your go to page feature. Also, one that is a little obscure but works now is that if you had a digital talking book previously that had multiple files of differing sample rates, they would not the book would not transfer to the book port correctly. Well, that's been fixed as well. New features. I think my favorite is, well, two of them. The swap file command allows you to swap between the last two files that you've read. It's a very nice way to refer back and forth between two files. The alarms are a new feature. You can have multiple alarms. I don't know the exact number. I think it depends on a few things. I'm sure it's less than 1,000. But each alarm can be a one-time alarm. It can be one that recurs on a daily, weekly, monthly, or annual basis. And you can associate an alarm with a file. So when the alarm goes off, you can have the unit switch to a file. You're gonna go behind this car? No, behind that car. Okay. How about? Good boy. You can move from alarm to alarm and enable and disable individual alarms, or you can turn off all the alarms at once. Those are probably the biggest features. There's a lot of them since 2.1, a lot of bug fixes. I had forgotten, in fact, that really pounding hard on unindexed MP3 files in version 2.1 could cause the unit to lock up on occasion. Or actually, it wouldn't lock up. It would usually just seem like it was locked up for about 20 seconds, and then it would finally come out of it. Well, that's fixed. There's still a few obscure bugs in there that we have not been able to fix yet, but they really are obscure. Another one that I think people will like is the fact that now when you start and stop, you do it at the word boundary rather than the sentence boundary. So if you stop and then hit replay, you'll start back up on the word that you have. So that's kind of a brief overview of the new features. Be sure and tune in next week while we do an official demo and cast about all of them. And speaking of next week, we will see you guys. Enjoy talking with you. And happy anniversary, Mom and Pa.
Hey, Pappy.
Smells like gas in here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dog's hot.
Hi, Lizzie, mate. Hi, Fredsters.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at
www.blindcooltech.com.
If you would like to contact us, our email is blindcooltech@gmail.com. You can also subscribe to the Blind Cool Tech email list at blindcooltech-request@freelists.org. Our phone number is 206-984-9203, where you may leave voicemail feedback about the show.